Prices for corn and soybeans have been flat. Pork and beef prices have been falling. Put it together and the USDA predicts farm income will drop to its lowest level since 2002. Corey Walters is an agricultural economist at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. He says there's not enough demand for big harvests.
We have a lot of crops in storage. We got a high exchange rate right now, so we're not as competitive on the market.
Plus, there's a lot of economic uncertainty in China, one of the top customers of U.S. farm products. As farm income falls, government payments are expected to go up 30% this year. But Walters doesn't expect that will be enough to make up for the shortfall. Grant Gerlach, Harvest Public Media.